Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Lamed Beis. Second to last line on page 164. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Beis, Hayotze b'mo'os hatzurin lo b'sadino. A person who goes out with money that's wrapped in a sheet, so he's wearing some kind of sheet with money wrapped in it, he is chayiv. That it would be an Issa Daraisa. The Rama says, "Avo babayis mutter im tzarachlo," but to walk around with this sheet that has the money wrapped inside would be permissible inside the house if need be. Vafilu einon tzrurin, but carrying this money, even if it's not wrapped, is going to be mutter rak shehim menukavim, as long as there are holes in the money. And we'll explain all this in the Mishabura right now. The Mishabura begins if katan kuf yotes. On the Mechaber that says you go out with money wrapped in a sheet, your chayiv, diderech hotzohi, that it's a regular way of hotzoah. V'hu adin kishayotze lachutz b'mos hatzorer lo b'kiso hatocho b'bigdo. The same thing would be an issa daraisa to go out if you have money inside your wallet and your wallet is stuck in your pocket. That's also an issa daraisa. Avo babayis otocha eruv. However, if you are in your house or you're within the eruv, delays be mishum issa hotzoah, where there obviously the shame, the Isra Hotzah does not apply, Shari Ba'ofen HaMavur LaKameh, then it's Mutter in the way that we're going to describe right now. So that's the Mechaber. Going out with money wrapped in a sadin, your chayiv. Going out with money in your wallet, in your pocket, your chayiv daraisa. That's for carrying. But the Rama said, Babayis, it is Mutter in Tzarechlo. Says the Mishabura Kuvchav Mutter Lios Lovish Besadin Hazeh im Tzarech Lol Hasadin. If you need to be wearing this sheet with the money inside, you are allowed to wear it inside the house. That is not going to be a problem. V'yesh Omrim Dahai im Tzarech Lo. Some say the im Tzarech Lo of the Ramah does not mean you need to wear the sheet. Rather, the im Tzarech Lo means Hainu Shiyari L'Hanicho. You're afraid to put down the sheet with the money, shelo yavo legozlo, so people shouldn't come and steal the money. Aval mishum tzrichus hasadin ba'alma, but if the need is only to wear the sheet, lo huter lo lotaltel. Some say the heter to move this money is not because you need to wear the sheet, it's because you need to guard the money. So then they allowed you through this tiltumen atzad, through the wearing of the sadin, you have the money inside, then it's going to be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Rama then said, even if the money is not wrapped, you want to just carry around money, it is mutter, as long as the money has a hole inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Kufchav Aleph, Zehuvim Adumim O Matbeos Kesef. So if you have pieces of gold, or you have coins of silver, De'ein Olayu Shem Mukta Yedezeh. Once you make a hole in the middle of the gold, in the middle of the silver, then it is not considered muktzah anymore. Deroy litloso bitzavar bito lotachshit. Now it's fit to be worn by your daughter as a necklace. Once the coins have a hole inside, you could run a string through and wear it as a necklace, so it's no longer muktzah. So that's what the Rama over here means when he says, Vafilu einan tzurun. Even if these coins are not wrapped in the sadin, they're a mutter as long as they have a hole in them. Once they have a hole in them, they lose their shei muktzah, because then they can be worn as a necklace. The ayin bebir hagrosh ekasav. Look in the gro who writes, dezeh koi gama resha. This idea of the holes in the coin is not only going on carrying the coins as they are, the hainu bitzurin bisadino boigam came into coven. Zok de Gro, that's going back on the beginning of the Ramah as well. The Ramah said you could wear the sadin around the house with the coins inside. Zok de Gro, when the Ramah says at the end, only if they have a hole, it's going back not only carrying the money, but even wearing the money in the sadin is only mutter if the money already has holes. Vitaimo, and the reason of the Gro is, if the coins are not with a hole inside of them, when they become non-mukta, then the sheet is also mukta. Here you wrap money inside a sadin, so the money is mukta. The sadin becomes a basis l'davar ha'asur, so the sadin itself is mukta. So Zok de Gro, when the Rama says at the end, that if you're holding the money, it's mutter. If there are holes, the holes are going back, not only in holding the money, but even in wearing the sadin with the money inside. If the money is regular, the money is usr, the sadin is a busis. If the money has holes, the money is not mukta, the sadin is not a busis. That's when you can wear the sadin around the house. But again, like we saw in the Mechaber, wearing the sadin outside, that would be a chi of chatas, that would be an isr daoraisa. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Lamed Gimel, we're on the top line of page Pei Gimel. Osir Lotseis B'Shabbos B'Mos O B'Kesef V'Zov Atfurim B'Bigdo. So in Sif Lamed Beis, we were talking about money that was wrapped in a sadin. You were wearing the sadin with the money wrapped in. Here in Lamed Gimel, we're discussing a case where the money or the silver or the gold is sewn into your garment and you want to wear it outside. The Mechaber says that is Osir. Says the Ramah V'Yesh Matirim B'Makom Seda. Some say it would be mutter to go out with the money sewn into your garment if it's a place of loss. If you're afraid that if you just leave it in the house, the money's going to get stolen, so then if before Shabbos you sew the money into the garment, then you would be, for safety reasons, allowed to wear the garment outside. We'll see why shortly. And so too we are knowing to be lenient if you need to go outside. If you're able to stay home and not go outside and stay home, protect your money, so stay home and don't wear out this garment with the money that is sewn in. Ubimakum she'ein tzarech lo, in a place where it's not needed, and you could leave it in the house and not even wear the garment in the house, so then yesh lahachmir, then what should be machmir? We'll see all this clarified in Mirtz Hashem now in the Mishabura. Sivkatan Lamed Gimel, the Mechaber said it's also to go out on Shabbos with money or gold or silver that is sewn into a beged. Vilo batli lagabe beged. It's not considered nullified to the beged, kimo shar dover atofer besocha beged. Other things that we said are sewn into a garment are considered batal to the garment and the mutter. Here it's not batal, it's usr. Why is that? Mishum de chashuvim velo batli. It's money. It's gold, it's silver, it's chashuv, and therefore it's not batal to the garment and it's usr. If you notice, in Sif Lamed Beis, we said that the money is wrapped in a sheet, it's an Issa Darais, it's a Chiyuv Chatas. Over here we only say it's Aser, which is Aser Midirabonon. So explains the Mishabura, here there's no Chiyuv like the money wrapped in the sheet. Eli Isur, there's only an Issa Darabonon, Mishum Delav Derech Otohi. Having money sewn into your garment, that's not the normal way to carry it out, and therefore it would be at most an Issa Darabonon. That is why, as the Mishabura is now going to explain, the Ramah says, there are those who are matir, it's straight away, it's mutter, b'makom pseida, I mean, you're afraid to leave the garment with the money inside in the house, and you have to go out, we can wear the garment outside with the money sewn in, that would be mutter. Explains the Mishabura, Kuflamet Gimel Hainu Bitfurin Besoch Bigdom Meir Shabbos, talking about where the money was sewn in to the garment from before Shabbos. The time of the reason why it's mutter if there's a need is the cave under lace bay ella issa derabbanan. Like we just said before, the whole shash over here, it's not derech otzah, it would only be at most an issa derabbanan. Mishum delav derech otzah, it's not the normal way to carry it out the canal. Kol shekein bizman hazeh, certainly nowadays, the laharbe poskim lace lon rish sarabim deraisa. As we know, many poskim hold nowadays, there's no real rish sarabim deraisa. So hikilu b'makam seda. Therefore, since it's a makom, your choshesh, your money is going to get lost. It's makom seida. The most it could be is an issa derabbanan. And nowadays, according to some, we don't have a makom of carrying daraisa anyway. So therefore, they say it's mutter. The adam bohul al mamona. Why would the rabbanan matter because of seida? Because we know a person is very concerned over his loss of money. The imlo natir bof and zef. We're not going to be matir. This is the rabbanan to wear it outside. Yavo lavor al iser torah. We're worried the person's going to go ahead and be over an iser daraisa. What's that? The yavo lachbor bakarka. He's going to dig a hole in the ground. Ulahatman, and he's going to hide his money over there. V'chiyagavna. Therefore, explains the mishabura. The reason why the Ramah brings the Yesh Matirim that you can wear out a garment that has money sewn into it, even though it's Issa Darabanan, because since it's a Makom Pseida, we were worried the person's Bola Mamon is going to do an Issa Daraisa. Better wear it outside, it's not Derech Otzah, it's only an Issa Darabanan, rather than a Vachshasha, you might come to do an Issa Daraisa of digging a hole and burying your money. Vikosu HaAchronim, the Achronim, right? Duhu Adinim Lo Tefaron Nibodyom. even if you did not sew the money into your garment before Shabbos, yuchal lahotzion b'Shabbos al yedei shinui acher. You would be allowed to carry out your money on Shabbos through a different type of shinui. Sheyia shelo kederach hotzah. You have to find another way that wouldn't be derach hotzah, like having it sewn in your garment. But here you didn't sew it into your garment, so you need another etzah. Dahainu shianiach hamos bein bigdo lebisaro. Number one is you can place the money between your garments and your flesh. That's certainly not a normal way to carry out the money, so that would downgrade it to a drabonim. And b'malkum seido b'mutter. Oh, b'minalo, or you put the money in your shoe, which is also not the normal way. Umikomakom lachachil tov yoseh litvor b'bigdom ibodyom. Certainly better it should be sewn into your garment from before Shabbos. That way you wear out the garment, it's not derech hotzah. But if you didn't do it, and you worried your money's going to get stolen, and you have to go out, so you can do another shinui, v'makum seida, the rabbanon were matir. Sifkoton kuf chavdalim, tzarech lotzeh, says all if you have to go outside, kegon sheyare shim yeshe bebayas. The concern is that you're afraid if you stay in the house, kalayom, all day on Shabbos, yargishu bo, shu shomer ma'osav yavol gozlo. People are going to realize, why is this guy not outside? He must be hiding something, and then to come to rob him. So therefore, you feel you have to get out, so therefore, you would be allowed to rely on the Rabbanim and do this carrying, which is not derech hotzah. Sifkoton kuf chavchei is going to, the Ramah said, but if you don't have to go out, so don't go out, lo yetzei. Hainu chutz la'eriv kashu lovash ba'begib. Don't go outside the Erev when you're wearing this garment with the money that is sewn inside. Sifkoton kuf chavav is the last point that the Ramah said. U'bamakum she'ain tzarech lo. In a place where it's not needed, v'yuchal anichem avayse, can you leave them in the house? Yesh lahachmer, one should be machmer. What does that mean? Shelo lilbosh, ha'begib. It's better, if at all possible, don't wear the garment at all, even in the house. The chayshin and shema yetzebo. So if you don't need to go outside, stay inside with the garment. If you don't have to wear the garment at all, so don't even wear it in the house, because of course, if you're wearing it in the house, it's always a chash, you might go and carry it outside. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Lamedalit. Yotze Odom Besudr Hamakupol Al Kesefo. A person can go out wearing a scarf on Shabbos without an Erev if it is folded over his shoulders. Even though there is no string hanging out of the scarf that is wrapped around his finger. If the scarf is not so big, it wouldn't cover the head and the majority of the body. So, it's usher to go out with it. Unless you tie together the two fronts underneath your shoulders, zeim zeh together. So if you have a scarf that's, if it's opened up, it would be a size of Rosh Hashanah, then you're allowed to go ahead and wear it outside, even though it's folded on your shoulders, even without the string attached, as attached to your finger. If it is not large enough to cover Rosh Hashanah, so then you can't go out with it unless you tie it in the front under your shoulder. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Chav Zayin. Hamakupal Akseifo, you can go out with a scarf that is folded over your shoulders. Afagav de betalis aser b'mekupal. Even though when it comes to a talis, you're not allowed to go out with a talis that is folded over your shoulders, kemoshakasa b'sif chav test. Like we saw the last couple of nights in sif chav test, you can't go out with a folded talis around your shoulders. B'sudr shari, when it comes to a scarf, that's mutter. B'sudr derech lefishaso kach b'chol lekaplo akseifav. When it comes to a scarf, that's the normal way to wear it. You wear it folded over your shoulders, and therefore you can go out with that on Shabbos. V'cholze ma'iri b'makomo shederech eiza anoshim leila kein lefa'amim. All this is discussing certainly a place where it is normal for some people to go out like that sometimes. Therefore, it's normal, it would be mutter. So a talis is usr, that's not the normal way, as we discussed. But with a scarf, it is mutter. Very interesting note over here, note number 88. Discusses if a person can go out wearing his jacket over his shoulders, right? Some yeshivas, that's what they do. They wear the jackets without their arms and just hanging over their shoulders. Would that be okay? So if you look at note number 88, he writes, V'lotzeis b'chalifa hamunachas al kesefav, to go out with your jacket that's resting on your shoulders. V'eino machnis yodav l'sharvolim, and you're not sticking your hands through the sleeves. Da'asa chazan ish shemutter. The Chazon Ish's opinion is that it's mutter. V're'ei sham shekein hayanoig. They say that that's how the Chazon Ish was noig. So the yeshivas that are noig that way, they have a good backing. They're following the ways of the Chazon Ish.
They brought because it was
hot. Because the heat.
Yeah.
Very good. U'b'chut shani. So Rav Nissen Krelitz brings down Shachazanish Don Vizeh, that the Chazanish really was donning this up. V'sayim shom sheyesh lodon b'chol mokom u'mokom im kachu derech alavisha v'osom mokom alo. They have to judge each place, if that's the minhag. If they go out, if it's hot, like Rav Resh is saying, and they go out with their jackets over their shoulders, so then it's mutter. Other places it wouldn't be mutter. So there, Rav Tzion Abashol seems to say straight up that it is mutter to go out with one's jacket over his shoulders. But that's connected over here by the scarf. If it's a normal way to be wearing a scarf that's folded over your shoulders and going out, so then that's mutter. We said in the Mechaber, the scarf is mutter even if there's no string hanging out of the scarf around your finger. Says the Mishabura Kuf Chavches, the Iko Luman Da'omer B'Gemara, there is a sheet in the Gemara that says, De Ba'ina Davka Shihei Nima Yotze Me'asudur Krucha Aletz Bo'u Lachziko Shalo Yipo Mikasefov. There is a sheet that says that when you're wearing the scarf around your shoulders, it has to be, there's a string sticking out attached, wrapped around your finger, so that it should not fall off your shoulders. I don't know exactly the Metzias, but the Pasha seems like if it's wrapped around your finger, it might be worse. You move out your arm, it might knock off the whole scarf, but apparently that was a way to keep it in place better. So therefore, there is a sheet in the Gemara that says that. But Zakta Mishabura, with the Mechaber, is saying we don't hold that way. So even though you don't have that string that's out from the scarf wrapped around your finger, you still can go out with a scarf that is folded around your shoulders. But the Mechaber then told us, if this scarf is not so large, it's not chofe rosha verubo, then it's usher to go out with it unless it is tied in front, the two sides together below your shoulders. Sifkoton kuf chav tesvim ein asuder. Hainu shu kotzer, it's a shorter scarf, the aimbo shir kedei lachbos rosha verubo, it does not have the size to cover up most of your body and your head. Lekach tzarech likshor shnei rosha v'lamata mikasevav. Therefore, you have to tie the two ends below your shoulders, v'havei kimo avnit, and that way it is like a belt. V'shari, and it is mutter afal pishek tzara, even though it is short. Aval im yesh ba'asuder shir kedei l'chapas rosha v'rubo, but if it's a large scarf, it has a size that can cover rosha v'rubo, oz af in the kaplu al kasef of shari, then even if you fold it, wear it over your shoulders, it's mutter kimo shekasa b'resha sif, like the Mechaber said in the beginning of this sif, lamedalad. The mikri malbush v'derech levishaso b'kach. Since it is that proper size, it's considered a malbush, and that is derech levisha and it's mutter. The ayin b'beralocha mashik asaf nu bazeh. Look in the beralocha what we discuss about this. Says the Mechaber Vayter, one more sif. Sif lamed hey, the Mechaber says, levodim hakoshim, felt that is hard, osar laviyam b'rishus harabim o b'karmelos k'shum utaf behem. You cannot go out to a harabim or to a karmelos when you are wrapped in felt which is hard. Vin einam koshim, however, if it is not hard, vin einam koshim harbe, if it's not very hard, mutter, then it's permissible. So it goes depending on how hard this felt is. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Lamed Hey, Levadim HaKoshim, She'ein Derech Malbush Melevadim HaKoshim. It's not normal to be wearing out felt that is very hard, and therefore the Havei Kemasuiv Aser. It's like going out with a load, and it is Aser on Shabbos. Umashma Berambam. The Rambam is Mashma Dafilu Imheim Dakin. Even if they are thin, Aser. It's still forbidden, Kevan Shu Kosha. If it's hard, it's Aser. It doesn't matter if it's thick. If it's thin, hard is not normal to carry out, and therefore it's a Masui, and it is forbidden. However, if it is from a softer material, then it would be mutter. So says the Mishabura, mutter laviyam derech itof, you would be allowed to bring them by having it wrapped around you, afilu b'shesarabim, even in a public domain. Umashma b'rambam, and the Rambam is mashma, didafkim him gam dakim kimo abigodim. That is, specifically, if it's not so hard, and it's also thin, like garments, only then you can carry out these levadim in the b'shesarabim. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Lamed Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.